Blog Talk Radio.
Because I'm brand new. This is Prophet Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank and praise God for this another day's journey. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. My God in heaven, what an awesome, awesome visitation of God we had on last night there at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord just met us there in such a powerful way. People of God, I got something to share with you all a little later on in the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Something happened to me last night that is unexplainable, I'm sure, by medical science. Praise God. And that's unexplainable, really, to me. I can only share with you what the Lord has shared with me concerning, praise the Lamb of God, what took place last night. But I thank God for all of the intercessors and all of the people that I was able to reach out to on at the drop of a hat while I was going through this, praise the Lamb of God, that responded with intercession Some prayed for me nearly all night long. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank and praise God that it lifted just as fast as it came. Praise the Lamb of God. And now I feel a million times better. I feel as though it never took place. I'm going to share with you, praise the Lamb of God, in just a little bit after we really get into the show here. I know many of you are waiting on that. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, oh, what an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to his presence and his power. Oh, last night, I can't put it in words. The weight, the kabod, the move of God, the prophetic word that went forth. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to share some tidbits of that and all that happened in the service last night. The hour of power is the hour. That's all I can say. Praise the Lamb of God. The saints of God came in last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of us left there on a high. All of us left there blessed. Praise the Lamb of God as the Lord moved through that place. Hallelujah. Blessing each and every one of us. We are experiencing a visitation there at the Truth Church. I don't know what God is doing. I don't know why he's doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm going to tell you, people of God, I am going to let God continue to do what he does. Reach out and touch somebody. Tell them that we're on the air today. We're live. Praise the Lamb of God. We're in the studio. And we're thanking and praising God for you, you, and you, and each of you that's present today. My buddy is here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell. Prophet Darrell, are you there? Your mic is hot.
Yes, sir, Apostle.
I haven't heard that voice in a while, people of God. Until this morning, he called and allowed me to know that he was praying for me, this, that, and another. And I thank God for this man of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, how's things over in the Windy City?
It's hot.
Really?
It's over here.
Wow. He's a year.
I think the Lord allowed Satan to step down on the earth.
What you talking about, man? Is that hot in Chicago?
It's hotter than cayenne pepper.
What? My God. Lord Jesus. It's 82 degrees Chicago today. It's warmer than that.
I love it.
It must be a lot of humidity there.
It's you know what? It's been raining, so it's like sticky and stuff. You know, it's real sticky and dry.
Oh, yeah, that's humidity. The humidity is high. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness. We were like that yesterday and day before. It was very humid here, and then we got a big storm came through and took a lot of that out of the air. So we're praying that that happens to you all also, that humidity gets out of the air. Ooh-wee. Y'all forgive me here a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, Prophet Dale, I'm telling you, my God, only the Lord could have done what was done for me last night. I'm telling you that, man, after that powerful service we had on last night, man, the enemy attacked me so until, people of God, I'm serious. I came home, my daughter Angel drove me home, and I didn't even lay hands on people. You know, I didn't touch nobody, you know, in that way or anything of that nature. We anointed with oil. One of the prophetess anointed everybody with oil, and we did a corporate repentance and prayer and what have you so that we could receive the impartation. And, of course, the impartation came, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. However, when I left, I was feeling wonderful. We went by a one of our restaurants there that we go to and get, you know, some chicken wings and things of that nature, some roasted chicken. And, you know, I ate a few wings and what have you. And I'm sitting here, everything is wonderful. And all of a sudden, something came over me. And that's all I can say. It was as the reverse of the Holy Ghost. I felt it. My body went into, late last night, went into a shaking and a chill that was uncontrollable. Prophet Dale, I'm telling you, I couldn't hold my telephone. I couldn't hardly text. I text Maginice and told her to get the intercessors praying for me. I text Bishop Murphy, my pastor, and the chief intercessor of our international movement to pray for us. Let me tell you, man, for a couple of hours, it was as if I had pneumonia. But no sweating, no coughing, and no sneezing. I had to turn my thermostat on last night up to 90 and leave it there. Leave it there trying to get warm. My mother bought me a real thick house coat, a winter house coat, of many colors. And she called it my Joseph's robe. I put it on. I wrapped myself in it. Put on some sweat socks and all of that, man. But I couldn't find no warmth. I couldn't find no heat for my body. It just, every time I tried to pick up the cup to drink, my hand shook so bad until I was just spilling it. So I sat back on the sofa. And I went into warfare in my spirit praying. Man, I'm telling you, I wish this was on video. I have never experienced anything like this in my entire life. As my body was gyrating and shaking and shivering, I began to rebuke the devil. And his powers and things of that nature. And then I just started talking to him and telling him, you shouldn't have did this to me. For now I'm going to preach and I'm going to witness like never before. I'm going to snatch people out of the fire. You shouldn't have bothered me. This attack, you shouldn't have. And I told Satan, I said, I saw you fall like lightning. And I know you're placed under my feet, and you need to get in your position. And I told him, I said, I'm speaking to you now. If you do not release me, I will send you to the abyss, to eternal chains. And man of God, let me tell you, that thing started breaking. It's breaking. And the power of the Holy Ghost came upon me. Man, I went and laid down and got in the bed. I wasn't in the bed a good 30 minutes. I had to get up and turn the air conditioner on because the heat was too warm, and all of the symptoms left just as fast as they came. They were gone, and the presence of the Lord was with me upon my bed. I have never, people of God, I'm talking about for about 2 hours, an attack that I never even heard of, nobody saying, has ever happened to them. And I know, number one, praise the Lamb of God, the backlash of the enemy for this powerful service as we taught in a prophetic preaching manner on the gift of supernatural faith. And we taught it in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that the people received it joyfully and came to the altar to repent and to receive the impartation of the gift of faith last night, and I know they received it. God was talking to me clear, prophet, telling me step by step what to do in that service. I'm telling you, God talking to me in that service. He told me to call the people to the altar. He told me what to do with them. He told me not to touch anybody. He told me to get the prophetess to anoint them with oil. He told me to pray the prayer of faith upon them and command the blessing. He told me to command the blessing of the gift of faith upon the people. And I know Satan was mad as hell about it. I know he was.
Yes,
he has to be. But I'm going to tell you this, Prophet Darren. I shared this with you earlier in part on the phone. The people of God, the saints of God, need to learn how to cover the man and woman of God that's ministering.
That's right. That's right, Apostle.
Nobody prayed for me before I left that church. That spirit came upon me, people of God, and I'm telling you, it was as if somebody was shaking me like they wanted to shake my brains out of my head. I went into a chill and a shaking that I cannot explain. I cannot explain it. I'm telling you, no coughing, no sneezing, and no sweating. Now, that's very unusual when you're going through a chill like that.
Yes, sir.
Especially no sweating whatsoever. I did not sweat one drop of sweat. Neither did my head get moist. With all of that covering stuff I had on me. A total attack of the enemy. People of God, I come to tell you this. Satan is real. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. His spirit is real. And he hates the saints. And he hates when people are getting delivered and empowered. But I vow to the Lord today, I will not stop. I will not stop doing what I'm doing. Prophet Darrell, the next thing is, this: after I talked to you, I went in prayer and meditation, reading the word and what have you, and I prayed with my friend over the telephone and what have you, and then the Lord started talking to me again and started telling me that the people of God, you need to get this. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to tell you this. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. The Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I must tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord told me, Prophet Darrell, that there was a barrier that I came to in the spirit realm, and that I've broken through it. Praise the Lamb of God. I came through it. And the Lord spoke and said that when his spirit came upon me, an impartation came with it. And that he has anointed me with another level of power. I'm just telling you what God told me.
Yes, sir.
After you got off the phone with me.
Yes, sir.
He said as if the way I received it is, it was like I was at a door, but the enemy was at the door and did not want me to go through that door. Something happened, praise the Lamb of God, so that I couldn't transition through that door. But because of the prayers of the saints, and because of my faith level, and I start speaking to the enemy like I did, I went through it, brother.
I'm glad.
And nobody came tell me I didn't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, you listen to the prophet today. My God, if we ever come to the place of really, and you know, this is, and I was about to say, accessing God, praise the Lamb of God, on the level that we should be, we gonna understand what real warfare is. I've been preaching a series every Sunday on accessing God in some type of dimension. And this last Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, which was glorious, I talked about accessing the glory. Accessing the glory of God. And my God, people of God, I'm telling you, as you pursue God, you must understand that the enemy is going to come against you one way or another. He's going to come against those around you to unfocus you and distract you, or he's coming at you directly. But he's coming, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So get your warfare clothes on, armor yourself up, shroud your feet, girdle your loins, get your breastplate and your helmet. Yes, Lord. Get your sword. Hallelujah. And then pray always in the Holy Ghost, as Ephesians 6 declares unto us. And I promise you, you're going to receive, praise the Lamb of God, the power over this dark spirit that does not want us to come forth in this season. I believe we are on the verge of the greatest revival the world has ever known. I believe we are on the verge, praise the Lamb of God, of exposure of the plots and the ploys of the enemy. I believe in my spirit that we are on the verge of a powerful breakthrough, and this breakthrough has for us everything that we desire and more.
Hallelujah.
Finances, positions, power and authority in the kingdom. I believe it in my soul that God is up to something right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are only a part of the puzzle, people of God. But I believe in my spirit, as he has been speaking on Thursday nights, praise the Lamb of God, the corporate word to us, the Lord has been speaking. Prophet Darrell, is he has chosen us. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't think we're taking it strong enough, people of God, that you are a chosen vessel. Hallelujah. You are a chosen vessel. God has chosen you to do a mighty work in the earth. What will you do? Hallelujah. What will you do? Praise the Lamb of God. You know, it's funny, Prophet Dale, because at no point did I think about going to the doctor. I never, ever thought about somebody taking me to an emergency. I knew that that was a spiritual attack that was coming upon me. We got to go to prayer, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We always saturate this show with prayer. Praise the Lamb. And I know, hallelujah, that today is that day that we need to do it. Praise God as we're talking about this, because I'm going to give you a little later on, I'm going to give you the lesson, praise the Lamb of God, that I taught last night, because I want you to receive this impartation. Shake a neighbor, call a friend, praise the Lamb of God. Tell them the prophet is in rare form today. Tell them Prophet Darrell Saunders is on the radio with us from Chicago, and we finna shake some things up, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit realm, because it's our hour. It's the finest hour of the church. Hallelujah. It's the finest hour of the church. And it's time for us to go through these doors. Hallelujah. At whatever the price is, it's time for us to go through. And if I had to go through for the rest of us, then praise God. I hope I did. Hallelujah. If I had to take it so that you can make it, so be it. But by the power of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, hallelujah, I command the blessing upon you. I command the blessing upon your lives today. Stay with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk, hallelujah, some serious stuff to you. And I want you to receive the impartation, hallelujah, of this precious gift that's overlooked and is not asked for by the saints. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you get this gift, hallelujah, it's going to work with every gift and everything that you have. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is there an intercessor that would like to pray with us and for us today? Please push one on your dial. Imagine somebody come on here now. Praise the Lamb of God and pray for us and pray with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wait a minute. Okay, Bertha's back in the sling. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, dear. Bertha. Bertha, did you get under any attack last night?
I come at you at the church. I saw the attack coming, an attack come on you at the church. I heard in your voice. And I went just in the anointing shift to intercessor, warrior. I was in the gap for you. I was taking the hits. And when I got home last night, you might not believe it, but I was up under two quilts last night. I was just praying. And I knew I was interceding and warring for somebody. I just didn't know it was you.
My God. Hallelujah. My God.
I have no voice this morning. But I got enough to yet pray.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, our daughter is trying to, I think this her right here, she's trying to come on here with you. We may have to need some double prayer today anyway. Hallelujah. Imagine, niece, is this you?
Good afternoon, prophet and everybody. Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Oh, my goodness, boy. This is, I text my Janice last night. She said she was asleep. Did I call you or text you?
You called
me. I can't even remember.
You called me. And when you call me, I normally don't hear my phone when I'm asleep. But I answered that phone, and when I answered that phone, when you began to talk, prophet, the Holy Ghost jumped up in me so fast. Oh, my God. All I could do was pray. I called everybody who I knew would pray and posted it on the page. And all I could hear when I was praying, all I was saying was, man of God, did they pray for you after you preached? That's all I kept saying. And when I talked to Shaquan, I said it to her. I just feel that that's where the attack came from. But I thank God that Bertha was there. But it was just that. It's just so crazy because I saw that whole thing in a dream about 3 days ago, and I even shared it with Val and Karen, with the other admin. And
wow.
I just thank God for allowing us to stand in the gap and to be sensitive to the spirit, to know what to pray for.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to really see the mechanics of prayer and the power of it visible. I'm talking about visible, tangible, in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that you know, that nothing but prayer brought you through. No medications. That I didn't take no cold medicines, none of that kind of stuff. It was just crying out to the intercessors, saying, pray for me. I'm under attack. I knew I was under attack. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. Our God is an awesome God. I don't know why the first portion happened, other than the fact that the devil was mad as hell because of what went forth last night and the people that received the impartation of the gift of faith there at the altar. Praise the Lamb of God, Bertha being one of them, and the praise and worship that was that
worship was unusual.
It was so thick, it was so heavy. It was so thick, it was so heavy. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what God is doing there with us, but I promise you, people of God, I don't want it to stop. I really don't. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's just a few of us or a lot of us. It's the power and the presence of God, not manufactured. It ain't no whole lot of drums beating and a whole lot of loudness and all of that, people of God. This is on another level that we have never really experienced before. The weight of the glory of God is like when, hallelujah, that first conference we had. The blanket weight of God's glory on us has been so awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know God is preparing us for something mighty, a work in the earth to do. And I want to take as many of you all with me as I can as we go through, praise the Lamb of God, these levels of spiritual elevation. Hallelujah. Bertha, come on, pray, and then Maginese, I want you to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. We must have some prayer today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for those in convalescent homes and prisons. Praise the Lord. Our church in Ghana. Hallelujah. Adam, we're praying for you today. We're praying for all of those on the West Coast, East Coast. Hallelujah. Southern, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest. Praise the Lamb of God. Canada. We're praying for you today. Bahamas, we're praying for you today. I want you all to pray for Bishop Neil Ellis today. I want you all to pray for Bishop Joseph Walker today. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. And then I want you to pray that God continues to move on our show, on our page in PSM and at TCA like never before. Come on, Bertha, take us to the King. Hallelujah.
Most holy and everlasting Father, we come before you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, God, to cleanse us of all our sins, known and unknown.
Yes.
God, because we want to come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy. God, purify our hearts right now. God, we know that they that worship you must worship you in fullness. We must come before you in truth. And God, as the priest did of olden days, cleanse us now, O God. Take away every stain and tarnish. Let us be white as snow, so that you can incline your ears to our prayers, O God. Not only hear our prayers, but that you will move quickly on behalf of your people. Father God, we thank you that you are a loving and forgiving God. We thank you for your mercy because they're new every morning. God, we thank you for this new day. God, we thank you for this new thing that you're doing in the earth right now. God, you have shook the order. You have stretched forth your mighty right hand. And, oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, oh, God, for the healings that are taking place. And we ask you now, God, to continue to heal the sick and the afflicted. God, you are our healer. God, the scriptures say, is there a balm in Gilead? God, we know you are the healing balm. And we know that the power of the healing balm is yet moving. And we give you all the glory for it. God, we thank you for Jenna revive them, oh God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, new revelations of your word, new strategies and ideas to for the kingdom, oh God. Only you can do it. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you, God, for the consuming fire, the new fire that you are releasing in the lands. We give you the glory now. God, we thank you for the spirit of discernment. We thank you for the gaffers, oh God. We thank you for every intercessor that stands in position to block the attacks of your people. God, strengthen them right now. Oh, God, keep us covered. Oh, God, keep us renewed. Keep us restored. Keep us revived in you, oh God. Renew our strength as eagles. Give us the eagle sight, oh God, that we can just look into the spirit realm of darkness, oh God, and attack us against your people. We pour down the strong, our mighty food. We pour down every stronghold. We pour down every strategy. We block every attack against your kingdom. Oh God, we do it for your glory. We cry out to you, oh God. We know you have heard our cry. We lift up a Pastor Shakespeare, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Almighty God. That is midnight hour. You are there, God. We thank you, oh God, that your wings are fresh wind on him. Get him, oh God. We thank you for revolving him, restoring and renewing him. Oh God, we thank you for the fresh word. We thank you for the new work that you're doing in him. Keep him covered, oh God, in his family. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, we'll be so grateful. To give your name the glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 The glory to your name, God.
Under
you are so worthy, God. There is none other like you, God. We bless your holy name in this place on today, God. And we thank you, God, for victory, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, because you have given us power over serpents and scorpions and over every unclean thing, God. So we thank you for that power and that anointing that you have given us. We thank you, God, for the breakers anointing that you have released in this season, God. We thank you, God, for heightened discernment, God. We thank you, God, for the prophetic word that goes forth, God. We thank you, God, that we are walking in our calling, God. We thank you, God, that we are untold, God, by your spirit, God. We thank you, God, that we are hearkening to the voice that you have called us to hear, oh God, and we bless your name, God, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the earth realm, God. You said that you would shake the heavens, and you would shake the earth, and you would shake the seas, God, and that you would bring to our God what is yours, God. So we thank you for the perfection, God. We thank you for allowing
you,
us God. To receive those things that we are released in this season, God. We thank you, God, for the gift of faith, God. And I pray for your people right now, God. In the name of Jesus, everybody that is under the sound of our voice, we ask you, Lord, that you would impose, God, that gift of faith, God, in your people, God. Let it raise up, God. We know, God, that we earnestly, we desire to prophesy. We desire our spiritual gifts, gifts of tongues and interpretations of dreams. But in order to do that, God, we need the gift of faith. So I ask you, God, that you would release that today, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not look at what we see with our eyesight, God, and we would trust what we know with our insight, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, that you would send such rain upon the earth, God, and upon all your churches, God. I ask, God, that they would be saturated, God, penetrated and filled with the Spirit of God, so that we can move them, not only in realms, God, but in new dimensions, God. In the name of Jesus, you are empowering us, God, in this season for something big, God. And we decree and declare that we receive, God, that empowerment. We receive, God, the impartation, God. Many are called, but few are chosen. So we thank you, God, that you are people, God, in that region, God. Have mercy upon the righteous, God, for whatever is about to take place. I ask you, God, that you would release your spirit, God, and release warring angels, God, and release angels, God, that will release blessings upon your people. Touch people and let them be compassionate towards one another, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, that you would release a fresh renewal of love, God, so that we will love our neighbors as we love ourselves, God, that we will not turn our backs upon one another, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for every revelation, God, for every dream that you have given us, God, for every word that you've spoken, God, for every vision that you've showed us, God. And I ask you, God, for those who seek to hear you, God, I ask you that you would open up ears today, God. I ask, Lord, that you would open up the eyes, God, of seers, God, that they might see in the spiritual realm, God, and they would know what they're looking at, God. I ask you, Lord, that you would release, God, interpretations of dreams, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your power, for your spirit and your anointing, God.
Yes, God.
I thank you for Bishop Walker and where you're taking him to, God. And I ask you, God, I touch and agree for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for him, God, that he would lead, God, that he would lead for gospel, God, in his time, God, that he would lead by the power of your spirit, God, and that there would never be flesh to rise up, God, that you would keep him, Father, in alignment, God, with your spirit, God, because we know, God, that the anointing goes from the head down, God, through the head and down the steps of leadership, God, so that it might drip down upon your people, God. And I ask you, Lord, that you would keep him wherever he is choosing to go, God. I ask that you would keep him, God, and be burned up in a destruction. In the name of Jesus, we bind every power we receive, God, and every spirit and every kind of kingdom, we cast it down now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that you are continuing to use him for your glory. I thank you, God, for leadership, God. And I ask, Lord, that you would keep your apostles, keep your prophets, your pastors, your evangelists, your teachers, God, the bishops, the elders, the deacons, God. Even the ushers and the greeters, God, the praise team, God, the finance ministry, God, and everybody who is called, everybody, even the lay person in the church, God, I ask that you would even empower the pews, God, that we would no longer operate as church as usual, God, but we would go forth in kingdom advancement, God, that we would drop all forms of religion, God, and we would no longer be bound by tradition, God, and we would no longer be bound by the things of old, God. When we will the thought of that new thing that you promised to do. You said, behold, I do a new thing, God. So I thank you, God, for the new thing that you're doing, God. I thank you, God. And I ask, Lord, that you would keep those, God. Keep those who want to be kept, God. I ask you, Lord, that you would release your spirit, God, and never let us stray away from the path, not even go right up to the left, God, but then we will go straight on the plain path, God. So I thank you, God, that you are keeping us, even those who think of giving up, God. I ask for a renewal and a refreshing, God, and a resurrection of that dead thing, God, that you would rise up in them and let them walk in purpose, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the abundance. We praise you now for meeting needs, God. We praise you now for the financial increase of our lives, God. We expect you to do exactly what you said you would do, God. My God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I understand our problem is, God, we don't want to be in need, God, but I ask you, Lord, that you would move. Even now, God, and as we go through the blessing, the shaking, God, and the purging, God, that you would give us the strength to withstand, God, we know that we will come forth more blessings than gold, God. So I thank you, God, for the release. I thank you, God, for choosing us, God. You said, Lord Jesus, we have not chosen you, but you chose us. God, so I thank
blessing us because you could have chose anybody, God, but you chose us, so we bless your name. Master, Rabbi, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yeshua, we bless you on today and we say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Going to be people that's not going to go with you. This walk may be alone, So, you know, praise the Lord. This is what he put in my spirit to tell you, because of your faithfulness, that he's transitioning you to a higher place in him, a higher level.
Hallelujah. Well, that was the word of the Lord to me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
even
it was.
This morning,
yes, it was.
Spoke to me that he was transitioning. Praise the Lamb of God, and that the attack was Satan trying to hinder me, praise the Lamb of God, from being transitioned, that he didn't want me to get that transition, praise the Lamb of God, but
yes,
took me through it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling
you. He wants us to be mind, body, and spirit. You have to be mind, body, and spirit. And he tried to attack your body so that you wouldn't focus on God and what he was doing, how he was transitioning you.
Well, that
so
messed him. He got messed up. He got all jacked up. Praise the Lamb. He messed with the wrong one. Hallelujah, because him and I had a conversation last night, and I mean it from the depths of my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. I am going to teach. I am going to preach and minister like never before because of that attack. Hallelujah. Yeah. He better go get some more. Praise the Lamb of God. He messed with the wrong fella this time. Hallelujah. He messed with the wrong one. Hey, Prophet Dale.
Yes, sir.
You know us from Chicago, we ain't punked real easy.
You need to say that again.
And I came from the west side. So I ain't getting punked real easy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You just ain't going to make me just scare me on the one shaking. You going to have to make the whole building shake. Pick it up and around, and I still might be saying, so what? What? What you got? That's all you got? My God.
You know what, Papa? I come to the understanding that the devil, he ain't sending out no little punks no more.
No,
he's sending out his best ways. And so, if he's sending out his best, that means we got to give God our best.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
That went over somebody's head right there.
That went over somebody's head.
What you say, Papa? Ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong. They better grab that one. Praise the Lamb of God. It is so true.
You know what, Pastor?
The Bible tells us, in the last days, praise the Lamb of God, because you know his time is not long, that the enemy would be mad, that Satan would be mad with the and he would wear us out, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we better get ready for this. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. I know one thing, he said to me.
As you was ministering last night, and I tell you, things, I can't even explain them since these two powerful prayer warriors and intercessors of 30 and 40 years imparted their anointings into me 2 weeks ago. As you was ministering last night and you had me come up and I was reading for you, the power of God put this scripture in my spirit that you read. And it was from Hebrews 11 and 25. 11 and 5. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But the word that stuck in my spirit was translated. And when I looked at you, I saw your whole conception just shift.
My God,
my spirit man just went into war mode. It just shifts on its own. I have no control over it. But it seems like whatever needs to be ministered for in a service, that's the anointing that comes forth. So as you're standing at the altar holding hands, you are doing an impartation, but my spirit man went to war mode. And as Prophet Dale said, the devil is sending raw demons. So now we as intercessors and the people of God, we've got to come raw. We're going to be doing this little quiet hallelujah, hallelujah, because you're going to get ate up. You got to come raw and boldly, and you got to fight a strong fight.
My God, my God, my God. I agree. I concur. Boy, this warfare we in right now has to be taken very, very seriously. And we as the people of God must be very, very careful of the ploy of the enemy and what he wants to do with us not allow, you know, what Satan did to others in scriptures is he puts them in a place so he can go before the throne of God and accuse them and tell God, you can't bless them, you can't do this because of their sin, because of their wrong, they went against your word. And, you know, he did that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, even against Moses. And the Lord had to rebuke him, hallelujah, and bring Moses into a state because he was arguing for the body of Moses. He wanted the body of Moses. And the Lord would... Praise the Lamb of God. Satan has a way of causing us, praise the Lamb of God, to fall from grace, to fall from our blessed position. And you must remember, he knows the word better than all of us.
Yes,
he knows the word of God better than all of us, and he knows how to twist it. He knows how to tie it, praise the Lamb of God, and bring it into a place, whereas that you will be tricked by the enemy because, praise the Lamb of God, Satan will use the very word of God even as he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. We must learn these lessons, praise the Lamb of God, and guard ourselves from the enemy in this season so that we can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's the next thing. We must remember, as several of you have already stated, we're not warring against flesh. Hallelujah. Even though you may be attacked in your body, you're not warring against flesh. I overcame last night through the power of the Holy Ghost, through his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's how I overcame last night. I didn't overcome, praise the Lamb of God, because of me doing something physically. The blankets, this, that, and another. No, I overcame because of intercessors, and I overcame because, praise the Lamb of God, the prayers, hallelujah, of the righteous was going forth, and, praise the Lamb of God, I stood against the enemy while I was shaking.
That's right.
Told him, get your nasty hands off of me. Hallelujah. I know he can't possess me. He can only touch me, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. We got another caller. 815, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Prophet Daryl, Bertha, Imaginese. This is Sandra. How you all doing today?
Blessed be there. How you doing, Sandra?
You know, as I was listening, I two things I want to say right quick. The Lord showed me some things with you, Prophet, that, you know, we take for granted. When we see a man of your caliber so close to God, we don't think that you would come under such spiritual attacks, because we have disillusioned ourselves with thinking that, you know, by you being in the position in the Holy Spirit that you are, that, you know, you're still human. You're still prone to such attacks, and there should be a 24-hour hedge of protection that is placed around you, a fiery hedge that should be always placed around you, because you pour so much of yourself out into us, so we should be pouring back into you to make sure that these things don't come about. And we disillusion ourselves with thinking that because you are in the position you are with God, that such things don't happen. And second, the Holy Spirit had showed me Sunday, I was, after I come home from church, I was sitting in my living room and I was watching the church channel, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit told me it's time. And I said, time. He said, it's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to go further. It's time for you to come closer to me. And I said, okay, Lord, but I know that when I accept this call that you've placed again on my life, that I'm going to have to pay a price. And the price, to me, is worth it. And as I look to you as being my spiritual father, and I see some of the things that you're going through, I said, okay, Lord, if he has to pay that price, I know there's a price for me to pay, because I'm coming in behind you. I'm coming. I look to you for so much, and I praise God for you, for the impartation that you've placed in me and the words that you've spoken over my life, and I hold true to those things. And I just want to call and let you know that as Maginese and Shatwan and I were talking last night, we were speaking that same exact thing, that you need to be covered in prayer.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I received that. I am never going to reject prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know all of us need prayer. And, you know, I find myself sometimes, and I know Prophet Daryl can identify with this, being a prophet, sometimes we pray for others so much and for conditions and for a revelatory word until we really don't pray for ourselves. And I find myself like that a lot. I find myself in a place that I don't talk to God about me, because I'm always talking to God about somebody else. Everybody else need a word from the Lord. Everybody else need a breakthrough. Everybody else need healing. Everybody else. And I'm always in that mode on a daily basis, and I'm starting to really, you know, get the message that, you know, somebody got to pour into you too.
Yes.
Somebody has to take time to pray and pour into you on a daily basis, as you're saying, because that's my desire, is to bring our prayer call even to a 24-hour situation. I'm hoping and pray that our international ministry grow to the extent that, Cami and Albertine on the West Coast, they 3 hours different, that they can enter into prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and cover us for the first couple of hours, and then we'll move on towards all the way to the East Coast and cause a chain. Praise the Lamb of God, cause a chain of prayer to be taking place for the ministry, for one another, and for me, keeping us covered on a 24-hour basis. But it's hard to get people to come on a prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God. It's hard for to get them to participate in prayer, because Satan knows the power of prayer, and he attacks us and disillusions us and distracts us right at the time that we're supposed to come in and pray together.
Yes.
He knows the power of corporate prayer. He knows the power of unity. He knows the power of touching and agreeing. And until we come to a place to say, Lord, you know, this prayer thing is real, and I need to be in your presence, and I need to be there for others, and it become a burden. You know, like I wrote in the book on the call and burden of intercessory prayer, until it become a burden with us, we're not going to see the full effects of what God wants to do. I shared with the intercessors last week in the inbox. I shared it again in our international conference on a greater scale, that prayer is the blood of the prophetic. Without prayer, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic has no life.
Yes.
It has no life. And we must continue, people of God, to understand that our first mission is prayer, not prophesying. It's prayer. Praise the
That's
Lamb
right.
of God. Hallelujah. And until we get in that place of prayer, and engage the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, in warfare praying, and this, that, and another, we're never going to be able to really get what God has for us. We're never going to be able to overcome properly. So that has always been, and I know if Denise was online, she would say, yeah, Prophet, talk to me about that. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must understand that even when we come on the line, that prayer is so urgent, we can't use it for a preaching arena or anything of that nature. We must engage people in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and make prayer happen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to look at our prayer strategies. It's a shame, you know, we prayed 50 days, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the prayer lines was hot and full, and people go back to eating chicken and steak and cheeseburgers and listening to the other music, and their prayer life just go right with it. It's I don't know. I really don't know why we are that way, but we start feeding our flesh again, and we forget, praise the Lamb of God, the spiritual level that we have obtained. And in order to maintain our spirituality, it's going to take continuous prayer. Praise God. The Bible said Jesus was in the mountains praying all night. He prayed all night. He prayed all night, the Bible says. But in the morning, he walked on water.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Prayed all night, and in the morning, he walked on water. Praise the Lord. So
yes,
to a greater understanding in looking at the prayer life of Jesus, how prayer was second nature to him, and how powerful and effective it was until his disciples to him, out of any and everything he could have taught them, they didn't say, teach us how to cast out demons. Teach us how to heal people. They said, teach us to pray. They recognized that ability, the dynamics, and the power to do everything else he was doing was in the relationship that he had with his Father. They recognized that. And I think we missed that. We think it's in some process and some mechanics. I wrote one time, and people asked me to corner it and put it on plaque, and I never did. That power is not found in the abundance of words, but it's found in the closet of prayer. That's where power is. That's where authority is found. We even when ministers prepare their sermons, they spend more time in preparation than they do prayer. They spend more time preparing the message than they do praying over the message, praying over the service, praying for the people that's coming in, praying for lost souls, praying for those that are backsliders. We spend more time trying to research and find some catchy phrases and this, that, another to deliver to people. And this must change. This must change, praise the Lamb of God. Somebody told me one time they went over to Africa. I forget who it is on the top of my mind. I don't know, was it Neil Ellis or was it Bishop Neil Ellis? It might have been. It might have been Bishop or Apostle Carl White or Steve Jones, Apostle Steve Jones. It could have been him. They went to Africa, and when they came back, we were in dialogue because I was interested in the culture, the spiritual culture, of course, was more important to me than the way they lived and all of that. But one of the things that they noticed was the high level of spirituality and authority that the African pastors walked in, and the reply to them when they approached them was, oh, you guys spend all of your time, praise the Lamb of God, preparing for church, and we've spent all our time praying for church.
Wow.
Praying for when we come together. And we that's where we spend our time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Prophet Darrell. I got your message. And I just want you all to know today, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm glad now that the attack came upon me, because through this attack, I'm able, praise the Lamb of God, and we are able to dialogue concerning the power of prayer and that goes along with it. I'm about to teach you a lesson in a few minutes, so shake your neighbor, shake your friends, and tell them to get online, praise the Lamb of God, concerning, hallelujah, this gift of faith that I taught on, praise the Lamb of God, last night that resulted in the attack. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless Jesus. Your name. The Lord says, tell you all to get ready for this lesson that I'm about to teach, because he will give you the impartation today. That's
Amen.
What the Lord spoke to me. Praise the Lamb of God that the impartation is going to be released, hallelujah, even over these airways. So prepare yourself for that, people of God. Hallelujah. I am going to be, praise the Lamb of God, giving you that in just a couple of minutes. And as we discuss this and as we talk, praise the Lamb of God, and I get into this flow, I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, right off the bat, that you must condition yourself for the impartation. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you will go into prayer and you will acknowledge to God your shortcomings, your faults, your flaws, and you will repent of your sins, praise the Lamb of God. There will be a repentance time. Then, praise the Lamb of God, after you have repented, hallelujah, and you recognize that you've been forgiven, then you can go a step further, praise God, in praising God for allowing you to receive such a precious gift, praise the Lamb of God, as the gift of faith. Then, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you will pray for others and not just yourselves, but for others that's listening to my voice, that shall listen to the show, praise the Lamb of God. Get your Bibles, praise the Lamb of God. The result in is going to be the impartation. I'm so happy with God, I don't know what to do right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Shake a neighbor, shake a friend. Tell them something has been about to be released on the show today. Hallelujah, that they really need to get involved in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm sorry to well. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I ain't going to even say that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't sorry about nothing. Who ain't here is not here. They can listen to the archives. Praise the Lamb of God. And they can get it that way. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, I thank you now for this time we share with your people, Father, in your word. Your word is so precious to us. Hallelujah. Your word is so mighty. Ah, God, your Logos, your Rhema. Hallelujah, the incarnate word, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Forgive us of vain thoughts, the sins of commission and omission. Hallelujah, forgive us, Father. Cleanse our hearts now, our minds, that the Holy Ghost can inspire, can give us revelation, wisdom and knowledge of your word, that we might walk therein, Father, and please your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you might receive glory. Praise the Lamb of God. From that we share today. I love you, Father. I bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. In the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. That is where we're going to go. Praise the Lamb of God right now and share in this. Yeah, the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I want you to get ready for it. I'm moving about a bit, but I'm on my way to the mic. Okay, I'm ready now. The 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to this. I'm going to start at the first verse, and I'm going to read on down. Hallelujah. But the ninth verse is really where we're going to center in. I've been teaching on the gifts, praise the Lamb of God, for over a month now. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would have you not to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols. Gentiles mean you was a heathen. You didn't know God. Carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God was working all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with him. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, here we are, verse 9, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Now, praise the Lamb of God, I want to talk to you about this spiritual dynamic, this spiritual gift of faith, praise the Lamb of God. And I want you people of God, hallelujah, to listen attentively. You might want to get a notepad. I'm going to give you some points, praise the Lamb of God, some prerequisites of receiving this dynamic gifting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I want you to first of all recognize, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is the author and the finisher of our faith. Each of us receives a measure of faith at the new birth because it's impossible to be saved by faith, without faith, rather. Praise the Lamb of God. By grace are we saved through faith. Praise the Lamb. That's the word of God. We're saved by grace. It's an unmerited gift. But the supernatural, praise the Lamb of God, empowerment of faith must take place, praise the Lamb of God, in us responding to the gospel, responding to the word of God in wholehearted belief that we are sinners, we are heathens, we are Gentiles, we know not God, and we need God through Jesus Christ. So faith kicks in when we become obedient. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. So we go into a place of repentance and prayer, praise the Lamb of God, so that the regeneration process can take place, praise the Lamb of God. Our justification comes, and so we're saved. Watch this now. Since Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, he's the developer of our faith. Praise the Lamb of God. This is in every believer. Experiences, conditions, situations, circumstances, tribulations, things of this nature, trials, is that he utilizes to increase your faith, to build your faith, to cause your faith to grow strong. Do you will be weak as water. Praise the Lamb of God. if he does not enter in to that level, praise the Lamb of God, of praise the Lamb of God activity and participation in your life by his Spirit. James allows us to know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the testing of our faith, praise the Lamb of God, is profitable for us because it causes our growth, and that our tribulations, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and things of this nature is that brings about, praise the Lamb of God, that we need in order, praise the Lamb of God, for us to be able, praise God, to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. That's what God wants you, from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Hallelujah. I wish you had a neighbor to touch and say, I'm getting ready to go higher. Excuse me, because, you know, the faith level I'm at now, it works fine right here. Praise the Lamb of God. But I need more from God, so I'm going from faith to faith. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is a continuum in the believer's life. This is, praise the Lamb of God, continuity that is set by the Holy Spirit to cause your faith level to rise up, praise the Lamb of God, to the faith level of Jesus Christ. We're heirs and joint heirs with him, praise the Lamb of God, participating in the heavenlies. We're seated in heavenly seats, praise the Lamb of God. Well, you can't operate out of your authority and your power and that God has made available to you without faith, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this now. Watch this now. Faith, as we talk about it, as a spiritual gifting, is not the same faith I just talked to you about, praise the Lamb of God. This faith is an endowment, an impartation, a download into the believer to cause him or her to do great exploits for God for his glory. Now, I hope you got that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is a special anointing. It's an anointing of faith. It's an empowerment. Praise the Lamb of God. A superimposed empowerment in your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that you can believe God for anything. Now watch this. Watch this, people of God. I shared this last night. See, this kind of faith, praise the Lamb of God, is the kind of faith that God tells you to go downtown, praise the Lamb of God, to the amphitheater or the arena that's there that seats thousands of people. And he tell you to stand in front of it and scream to the top of your lungs, it's mine. It's mine in the name of Jesus. He tell you to do that for 30 days. All right? Praise the Lamb of God. In 30 days, somebody's going to be looking at you like you're crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. At the end of those 30 days, God may not give you the property then. People be going around saying that crazy person was down here, praying all over this building, blah, 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 blah. It may be 6 months, it may be a year, maybe whenever. But because you responded to the word of God on that level, and everybody can't do it, and they'll laugh, they say they can. Everybody can't do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Everybody can't do things that God instructed prophets to do. Cut a hole in the wall and go through the wall, he told the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Strip naked and walk through the city for so many days naked. A lot of us will stop right there and say, Lord, no, no, no. I'm not a streaker. I ain't doing that, Father. Praise the Lamb of God. But the gift of faith, praise the Lamb of God, is an impartation that allows us to do what other people can't and won't do. They refuse to do. Praise the Lamb of God. They refuse to do it because of embarrassment, because of their timidity, because, praise the Lamb of God, they don't have the holy boldness to do it. And now, I shared this last night, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that this level of faith, praise the Lamb of God, causes us to do great exploitations for God. When you read the book, The Generals, and you read through it, you see so many acts of faith, praise the Lamb of God, that these men and women of God demonstrated. But you also see, praise the Lamb of God, the perfecting of their faith through sickness, through near-death experiences, through death experience, and coming back from the dead. Praise the Lamb of God. You see, hallelujah, sickness that was crippling, but God deposited a level of healing anointing in them due to the fact he caused them to believe that he was able. And when he gave the instructions, they performed it. Praise the Lamb of God, in spite of what anybody else said or thought. And because of that, God was able to use them in a greater measure than he's able to use, praise the Lamb of God, a lot of people. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you today. You must come to a place to decide right today, praise the Lamb of God, are you willing to be put on Front Street for Jesus Christ? Are you willing, praise the Lamb of God, to look silly for God? Are you willing, praise the Lamb of God, to be embarrassed? Because these elements will come to you if, in fact, praise the Lamb of God, you walk in this supernatural faith. Hallelujah. If you walk in this level of gifting, praise the Lamb of God, you must condition, thank you, Holy Ghost, you must condition yourself to endure hardness as a good soldier. You must condition yourself for your family and friends to say, you need to quit, you need to calm down. And the more you tell them that God told you to do it, the more crazy you're going to look, because God don't talk to them. Praise the Lamb of God. They have not accessed God on a level, praise the Lamb, that they hear the very voice, that he wakes them up in the middle of the night, that they have visions and dreams. That's prophetic. They are not there. Hallelujah. And you've already told some people your business in the spirit realm, and they already think you're kind of cuckoo. Because the carnal man cannot understand the things of the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the word. The carnal man cannot, will not understand the things of the spirit. You must be a spiritual person to understand spiritual things. Somebody will listen to me talking now and turn it off, because they cannot understand, praise the Lamb of God, why in the world would God tell a prophet to walk through the streets naked? Why in the world, praise the Lamb of God, will God tell a man like Abraham, leave your family, get up, go to a land that I'll show you? And he leaves without a destination, believing God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of this is just introduction. I ain't gave you a point yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Point number one. This gift is very precious, people of God. I want you to understand that. Hallelujah. As God downloads the gift to you, hallelujah, this impartation, understand that there are some prerequisites that's crucial. Number one, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me. The gift is given to the obedient. those who are going to obey God. If you're not going to obey God, you're not going to get this gift. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you that now. Hallelujah. You must be obedient and responsive to God. Now, this is going to challenge some of you, because you got to be obedient to the word of God, period. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. You must be obedient to the word of God, period. The written word, you must obey it. If that is God's breath, if it was divinely inspired by men, if it is the canon, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's in your hand, as, praise the Lamb of God, the very word of God, then you must obey the word of God, the Logos word. You must obey it. Hallelujah. You must believe that it is the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, and then you must obey it. Hallelujah. You must live by it. It must be your determining factor on events in your life, situation, circumstances, and conditions. Praise the Lamb. And the greater you believe it, the greater you live it, the greater, praise the Lamb of God, that your faith will grow in God. Hallelujah. Number two, you must believe, praise the Lamb of God, that God is. Hallelujah. That God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You there's no excuse, praise the Lamb of God, for not believing that God is God. When you open your Bible to Genesis 1, hallelujah, the first thing it says is, in the beginning, God. The Bible does not make an excuse for God's existence. It does not debate it. It does not, praise the Lamb of God, give you any shadow of doubt about his existence. So that's 100%, praise the Lamb of God, you must believe God. Hallelujah. The next thing is, you must believe Jesus Christ is Lord on the same level, that he is risen from the grave and that he is coming back again. You must believe that, people of God. Hallelujah. Without doubt or wavering, you must believe that. Praise, if you're going to get this gift. Hallelujah. You must believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. That seek the face of God. That seek his will. That seek his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When your belief level comes to this place, it won't be no problem with you staying on your face for a couple of hours. It will not be a problem with you calling on God until you get an answer. Because you believe and you know in your knower that God hears and that God can speak and that God does speak. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You will become one of the special ones in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Whose name will go down in the hall of faith because you believe God and you are obedient to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It will change the destiny of your life. It will also spill over on your children, your children's children, children, to the return of Jesus Christ. You don't believe me? Ask Abraham. Praise the Lamb of God. All he did was respond, praise the Lamb of God, in obedience to the Lord, and it resulted in Isaac being blessed, Jacob being blessed, Joseph being blessed, the children of Israel being blessed, and they're still blessed until this day. Because he obeyed God. Praise the Lamb of God. He believed God. Hallelujah. All right, next point is this. The gift is given to those who are sold out. praise the Lamb of God, and have become fearless. Now, I shared this last night. This level of sold out, praise the Lamb of God, really deals with people. Hallelujah, because that's what you fear more than anything. You feel how people think about you. You fear what people think about you. You fear castigation. You fear character assassination. You'll feel your friends departing from you. You fear, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the church is not going to accept you, praise the Lamb of God, walking on this level. But people of God, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. Fear is your worst enemy of faith. Hallelujah. You must be fearless. If you're not fearless, then every time you get ready to step up to the plate of faith, fear is going to remove faith from you. They cannot occupy the same space, fear and faith. They can't live together. Praise the Lamb of God. It's like God and the devil. They can't occupy the same space at the same time. Hello, somebody. If God come in, the devil has to go. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you must come to a place of having holy boldness. You must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of not caring what people who don't pay your bills think about you. You must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of recognizing that you and God has a very special relationship going. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Next point. Trying to give them all to you, praise the Lamb, in the time allotted, because we're going to have to pray here. Watch this now. Hallelujah. The gift is given to those who surrender. Praise the Lamb of God. I know you didn't hear the song, I Surrender All. Hallelujah. All to Jesus. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. This surrender is a self-surrendering. People of God, this deep now this deep, praise God, hallelujah, this surrender is a surrender of life. Hallelujah. It's a surrender of the self. It's the surrender of my ambitions. It's the surrender of my inspirations. It's the surrender of my occupation. It's the surrender of my source of income. It's the surrender of my comfortable place. This level, praise the Lamb of God, of surrender, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, suggests to God that I can do anything with you I want to at any time, praise the Lamb of God. It demands availability. Hello, somebody, praise the Lamb of God. It demands you to be where God needs you to be when he say be there without you tripping. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if God sends you there, if you do what God tells you to do, he will sustain you. Praise the Lamb. He will provide for you. Your faith, praise the Lamb of God, must be at that level. Your understanding must be at that level. When you understand, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, the way God operates, it becomes easy. Hallelujah. It becomes easy. We fear losing the tangible things, but it's the unseen things that shape and create the things that we see. We should be afraid of losing God. We should be afraid, praise the Lamb of God, of losing his voice. We should be afraid, praise the Lamb of God, of not being able to access him, hallelujah, when we need him. But all this material stuff is going to vanish anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. Every car they make rust. Hello, somebody. Every house they make, the roof go bad. The plumbing go bad. The electrical go bad. The concrete breaks up. Every home, every car, Every thread of clothes, sooner or later, is going to wither. Moth's going to eat it up. Something's going to happen to it. Praise them. Trust me, I didn't have a lot of clothes. Hallelujah. We must come to understanding with the believer what is solid. Praise God. And that is God. That is the invisible. And we as faith believers must understand this is our hangout ram. Hallelujah. Watch this. Because faith, in its simplest deduction, Hebrews 11 and 1, you want to read that whole chapter. Praise God. We don't have time to go through the whole chapter today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you read Hebrews, it tells you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that by faith, God framed the worlds. Praise the Lamb of God. It tells you that faith is the substance of things not seen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we must understand that. That we dwell in the realm of possibilities that does not exist yet. Praise the Lamb of God. We operate, praise the Lamb, in a place where other people, they have to see the money in their bank account. We don't. All we need is a word from God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All we need is a word from God that says it's paid. And we don't care if we don't have a nickel in the bank. God says it's paid, it's paid. He's going to pay it. Somehow, some way, it's going to work out. All I got to do is trust and follow. If you're going to live, praise the Lamb of God, in this supernatural faith, people of God, then you must get ready for supernatural experiences. Can God give you $100,000 today and then next month, praise the Lamb of God, tell you you got $60,000 left? I want you to show that to the little storefront church on the corner from your house. Take every dime and give it to them. Can you do it? Praise the Lamb of God. Some people saying yes, yes. But when you see the money and you see your challenges and you see what's ahead of you and you start making plans for it, you can't do it. Can you surrender Isaac? Can you surrender Isaac? Can you give up your prized possession? Praise the Lamb of God. When it comes down to surrendering, can you do it? Because that's the demand that's upon the life of those who receive, praise the Lamb of God, this level, hallelujah, of spiritual impartation. I know some of y'all gonna drop off. I don't mind because I know it's the challenge is too great for you. I don't mind. You can drop off. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna be mad at you if you don't listen to the end of the show and to this prayer thing that we're going to go in. But somebody wants this. Do God wouldn't told me to do it. Somebody wants this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The next point. The gift is given to those whom have special relationship with God. I cannot overstress the importance, people of God, of your relationship with God. I cannot overstress, hallelujah, how important it is for you to get into a place, praise the Lamb of God, that's greater than where you are right now with God, praise the Lamb of God, that you can hear his voice clear on a dime. Hallelujah, that you love on him, that the fellowship with him is greater than your fellowship with anybody else. People don't really understand me when I say things like I love people through God. That includes children and everybody, because I've come to understand that his love and the relationship that I have is greater than any love or relationship that I have on this planet. And because of that, praise the Lamb of God, when people leave me in whatever mode they leave, whether it's death, by train, plane, automobile, rope, slope, I'm still sustained in God. Hallelujah. I'm not losing my mind. I'm not jumping in caskets. I don't care who's going down in the grave. I ain't going with them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm not sitting up crying. My mother's death day, transition day, was 7/7. Praise the Lamb of God, which was just 3 days ago. I didn't even think about it until I was talking to somebody the next day that mentioned their father's birthday and was talking about their mother, and then I went there. And I said, oh, my God, Mom's been dead since 07. But I didn't go into no grief. I threw her a big kiss in the spirit and said, Lord, give Mama that kiss for me. Love you, Mother. Praise the Lamb of God, because my mother is still alive. I do not grieve like the world. I'm sorry. I do not grieve like the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Do I miss her? That's a different question. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm not grieving down in my spirit, praise the Lamb, because of my relationship with the Father. And I know that's what it is. People of God, you must develop your relationship. Let me give you this right quick. Hallelujah. I talked about this last night. Moses, when he first met God, God appeared to him in a flaming bush. I know you all remember that. That was the establishing of the relationship. Moses went many times into the presence of God, spending time with God concerning Israel, coming out of Egypt and Pharaoh and the rejections and things of this nature. And during this time, praise the Lamb of God, relationship grew. And relationship grew to the extent that the only thing that mattered to him was doing God's will. The only thing that mattered to him was his assignment. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. When God comes to Moses, praise the Lamb of God, and tells him, tomorrow I'm coming down this mountain, and my glory will descend on this mountain. I want you to watch this very closely. Praise the Lamb of God. I didn't pull it up. I don't know exactly where it's at. Maybe one of our historians on the page will find it. But he tells Moses, he says, tell the people to come to the foot of the mountain, but don't touch it. Tell them if they touch it, I will break forth on them and destroy them. Watch this, people of God. When your relationship, praise the Lamb of God, is not great enough in God, there's places you can't go in him. Listen to me good now. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell them to stay at the foot of the mountain. Don't touch it. Do I kill them? Watch this. But you, Caleb and Joshua and the Levites, the priests, come on up in the mountain. Praise the Lamb of God and ascend. Then when you get to this place, leave the Levites there. They can't come no further. If they do, I'm going to kill them. Then you and Joshua and Caleb, come on up, praise the Lamb of God, to where the bush is. When they got to the top, he told Moses, now leave them there. You come into the thick, dark cloud where I'm at so we can commune together. Those are four different levels of relationship, four different levels of faith. Four different levels of life in God. Hallelujah. And I'm just sharing with you, if you're going to walk in this supernatural faith, praise the Lamb of God, then you really want to do it. When God got Moses in there, forgive me, he finished talking to him, and then he tells him, he says, Moses, You've been faithful. Ask what you will. Moses could have asked for anything he wanted to. God was going to give it to him. Moses said one thing. You've been appearing to me in bushes, clouds, and all of this. I want to know you. I want to see your face. And the Lord told Moses, he said, Moses, I'm going to do something for you on tomorrow. I can't let you see my face because you'll die. You can't see my face. But tomorrow, about this time, when I come, I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. And when I'm passing, I'm going to put my hand over your face to protect you from me. But as I'm leaving, I'm going to remove my hand and let you see all my glory. And the reflection of God's glory was so great, it left the paint of the glory on Moses. So when he came down, the people needed sunglasses to look at him. They had to veil his face because of the brightness of the glory of God. There is a relationship. There is a level. Praise the Lamb of God. In God, people. Hallelujah. If we press for it, if we're willing to surrender, if we're willing to sell out, if we're willing to be obedient. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Last thing I'm going to tell you is this, and then we go into prayer. Hallelujah. You must become courageous. Out of all the prophets, of all the people that God used, if you read about them, those that were suffering from timidity, God told them to be courageous, including Moses, who declared he couldn't talk and he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. And then Jeremiah, I'm just a child, everybody with their excuses. But God told them, be courageous. So I speak to you today and say, be courageous. Hallelujah. Be courageous. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, be courageous. Praise the Lamb of God. Be courageous to the extent, hallelujah, that what people feel about you does not affect you. The Lord told the prophet, set your face against them like flint, which is a very hard rock substance. Set your face against them that way. Hallelujah. Don't turn to the left or the right. Fear no man. Fear no man. Y'all not listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Because this supernatural, praise the Lamb of God, impartation is going to take you to a place in God, hallelujah, that is going to cause you to have some strange encounters. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are going to have some strange encounters, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates, yes, Lord, hallelujah, to your faith level. We're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I feel the presence of God here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my goodness gracious, I feel God right here. My God, I'm finna open some mics up. Praise the Bertha, your mic open. Praise the Lamb of God, your mic is open, Bertha. Praise God. Imagineesh, your mic is open. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Abertine, I believe your mic is open. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sandra, your mic is open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody else? If you want to join this, push one on your mic. If you want in partake, push one on your phone right now. Push one on your phone right now. You're going to open your mic. Praise the Lamb of God. If you want this impartation of faith, hallelujah. Come on, children. Come on, children. If you want this, I want you to have. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One on your mic. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one. I told you it's not for everybody. If you don't think it's for you, don't worry about it. But if you desire the fullness of faith, hallelujah, where you do great exploits for God, then push one right now. Praise the Lamb of God. We are about to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. We are about to pray. Hallelujah. Erico 502-844-818. I got you. I got you. We're about to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a powerful gift. All you have to do is one and say, Prophet, I want it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we praise now. Hallelujah. I've spoken to your people, even your divine word. Hallelujah. 248, your mic is open. Hallelujah.
Your name has a lot of noise.
I pray now that your spirit will fill your children. The gift I commanded, Father, unto your word, that the gift may be theirs. Hallelujah. Spoken said, you would give it to them today. Now, in the mighty name, Yeshua, we repent of our sins. Hallelujah. We vow to be obedient to you. We vow to build our relationship. We vow to be bold for you and courageous. We vow, Father, to sell out. Hallelujah. We will not fear men. We will only fear you. Thank you for it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Receive it, children.
It's you that we praise. It's you that we praise, Father. It's you that we praise. Let's sing that again unto the Lord. Sing that it's you that we worship. Oh, it's you. It's you, Lord. It's you that we came to worship. Oh, God, we worship your holy.
Hallelujah.
No one.